What if we had one legal entity that owned everything but did nothing, and then we had another legal entity that did everything but owned nothing? Now, see, if those two entities work together, you start looking at this. Now, what people may be thinking right now, I don't know if that strategy works. I mean, that just seems like it's too simple. Well, first of all, there's a lot to that particular strategy. Second, chances are you've seen that strategy at work. Think about it this way. Have you ever been into a hotel, and when you look up on the wall next to the registration desk, you'll see two placards. One says, this hotel owned by, and it's got the name of a legal entity. And then right underneath it, it'll say, this hotel independently operated by, the name of another legal entity. See, and I want to touch back on something we mentioned earlier. Do these strategies work, or are they necessary even for that sole practitioner? Let's think about that graphic designer we talked about. You know, the graphic designer or internet marketer or someone along those lines, what I have a lot of times with clients that I've worked with, I've got clients in all types of different businesses. So it's been great for me because I've learned so much more about their businesses and I really enjoy doing it. But let's say that graphic designer. What if he had one entity that did all of his graphic design, but then another entity that owned all of his intellectual property, who owned all of his computers, his printers, everything else, and then that one that owned all of those things leased them or licensed them to the entity that was doing everything? The one that's doing everything is the one that has the potential liability in a lawsuit. Okay, well, if that one is sued, it loses. There's a judgment against that one, but the other assets were kept completely separate. So we've got a marketing arm or a business arm, and then we've got an asset arm. And one of the things, obviously, there's a lot more to this that we simply don't have time to get into all the details right now, but this is the type of information I want people, as I mentioned early on, I want people to have this type of information at their fingertips, and they're going to get that by working through the workbook exercises and going through the things that we've laid out so that they now have a plan of action that they can apply either themselves or a plan of action that they can take to their professionals.